Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Reality. Based Leadership by Cy Wakeman is a practical guide to reducing workplace drama and increasing accountability by changing how leaders and employees interpret everyday events. Built on Wakeman's experience as a leadership consultant, the book argues that many organizations lose massive amounts of time and energy to emotionally charged stories, blame, and learned helplessness. Instead of trying to motivate through pressure or fixing people's feelings, Wakeman encourages leaders to build environments where individuals take ownership of their circumstances and focus on what they can control. The central idea is that great leadership is grounded in reality rather than assumptions, excuses, or reactive emotions. Through clear models and coaching tools, the book shows how to recognize drama patterns, stop rewarding them, and redirect conversations toward facts, options, and commitments. It is written for leaders who want better performance without burnout, as well as for employees who want to be more effective and less emotionally exhausted at work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, separating facts from stories to end workplace drama. A core message of the book is that much of what people call problems at work are actually stories layered on top of neutral facts. Wakeman emphasizes how quickly teams move from an event to an interpretation, and then to emotional reactions that feel true but are not necessarily accurate. In this view, drama is not just complaining, it is the costly pattern of exaggeration, personalization, and assumption, making that turns normal challenges into identity-level conflicts. Leaders are encouraged to model reality-based thinking by slowing conversations down and asking what is actually known. When people can name the observable facts, they are more likely to identify options and less likely to seek a villain, a rescuer, or a place to hide. The approach also highlights how organizational cultures unintentionally reward stories by giving extra attention to those who are most upset, rather than those who are most accountable. By reinforcing fact-based communication, leaders can reduce blame cycles, diffuse tension, and set the stage for productive problem-solving. The goal is not to suppress emotion, but to prevent emotion-driven narratives from hijacking time, relationships, and results. Secondly, personal accountability as the engine of performance. Wakeman frames accountability as a personal choice rather than a policy or a lecture. The book describes how people can become stuck in victim thinking, where obstacles are treated as proof that action is impossible. In contrast, reality-based leadership asks individuals to recognize what they control, what they influence, and what they must simply accept while still moving forward. This shift is positioned as the foundation for higher performance because it replaces waiting, blaming, or hoping with clear ownership. Leaders play a key role by refusing to carry problems for others and by avoiding the trap of being the constant fixer. Instead, they coach people to make commitments, follow through, and learn from outcomes. The book also suggests that accountability is not harshness. It is clarity about expectations and consequences combined with respect for adult capability. When accountability becomes normal, teams spend less energy defending themselves and more energy improving processes, skills, and collaboration. Over time, the workplace becomes more resilient because people build the habit of responding to reality with action rather than reacting with excuses. Thirdly, coaching conversations that convert excuses into commitments. The book is known for offering practical coaching approaches that help leaders interrupt unproductive conversations and guide employees toward solutions. Rather than arguing with excuses or trying to convince someone to care, Wakeman encourages leaders to ask questions that surface choices and next steps. The emphasis is on moving from emotional venting to problem solving without dismissing the human element. A leader using this method listens long enough to understand the concern, then redirects toward what can be done, what support is needed, and what commitment will be made. This approach reduces repeated cycles of the same complaint because it changes the reward system. Attention goes to progress, not to drama. It also builds critical thinking because employees learn to evaluate situations with more precision and less reactivity. Over time, coaching becomes a daily operating system rather than a formal event, making accountability feel normal and achievable. The practical value is that leaders can maintain empathy while still insisting on responsibility. The result is a workplace where conversations produce decisions, priorities, and action plans instead of circular debates about whose fault something is. Fourthly, managing energy and emotions without managing people's feelings, Wakeman argues that leaders often get trapped trying to manage morale by managing feelings, which can unintentionally deepen dependency and drama. The reality-based perspective treats emotions as real experiences, but not as the best decision-making tool. Instead of taking on emotional labor for the entire team, leaders focus on creating clarity, fairness, and ownership, trusting that adults can regulate themselves when expectations are consistent. The book connects emotional waste to tangible organizational costs, such as lost productivity, conflict, and burnout. It also highlights how emotional contagion spreads when people repeatedly rehash stories, recruit allies, or frame issues as personal attacks. A reality-based leader acknowledges emotions, then grounds the team in what is true, what matters, and what will happen next. This approach can feel refreshing because it reduces the sense that every challenge requires a group therapy session. It also supports healthier boundaries, which protects leaders from constant firefighting. By shifting attention from emotional drama to purposeful action, teams regain energy for meaningful work, and individuals learn to separate temporary feelings from long-term professional responsibility. Lastly, building a culture where reality-based behaviors are reinforced. Beyond individual coaching, the book stresses that culture is shaped by what leaders tolerate, reward, and model. Wakeman encourages leaders to examine how their systems and habits may accidentally promote drama, such as rescuing underperformers, allowing vague expectations, or treating loud complaints as urgent priorities. A reality-based culture reinforces direct communication, clear ownership, and follow-through. It also normalizes talking about constraints openly so people can plan realistically rather than complain endlessly. Leaders are advised to align performance management, meeting practices, and decision-making processes with accountability. This includes establishing shared language for separating facts from interpretations and creating consistent responses when drama shows up. Over time, the organization becomes less reactive because people know what is expected and how issues will be handled. The benefits are cumulative. Trust improves, conflict becomes more productive, and results become less dependent on heroic leaders who fix everything. In this culture, employees develop stronger problem-solving skills because they are expected to bring options, not just issues. The book presents this as a sustainable path to restoring sanity and producing measurable outcomes. In conclusion, this book is a strong fit for managers, executives, HR professionals, team leads, and project owners who feel like they spend too much time mediating conflict, chasing follow-through, or absorbing negativity. It is also valuable for individual contributors who want to improve how they show up at work, especially those who want more influence without more stress. The primary benefit is practical. It teaches a repeatable way to reduce emotional waste by replacing stories with facts, blame with ownership, and excuses with facts, blame with ownership, and excuses with commitments. Readers can apply the ideas immediately in meetings, one-on-ones, and cross-functional problem solving, which can lead to faster decisions and clearer accountability. Compared to many leadership books that focus mainly on inspiration or personality styles, reality-based leadership stands out for its direct focus on behavior, language, and daily operating habits that shape culture. It does not require complex frameworks or long programs to begin seeing results, and it addresses a universal workplace issue, the hidden cost of drama. For buyers comparing similar titles, its value is the combination of mindset shift and actionable coaching tools that help teams produce results with less frustration. If you would like to support Cy Wakeman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.